This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. No question about it. No questions asked. No questions about it. Just New California, state of the future. All right, we got a lot of things to cover here in this hour. We're going to be reading from grievance number 75 for New California State. We're going to give you a little bit of an Oroville Dam update. Damnable Dam update, right? And all the secret information that's coming out. Not too much. There's a lot to reveal, obviously. Anyway, so we are so excited to be here with you on Agenda 21 Radio. To please visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. We're also going to be opening the phone lines. 215-867-8255 is the call-in number. You're free to call. You're free to move around the country. You're free to call in at any time during this next hour. So we'll be catching you up to speed if you want to ask a question or two. Got a lot of questions last night at our 4th of July celebration banquet, you know, turned out really, really good. There's a lot of people there last night. I couldn't believe how many people showed up. And New California was the topic of the day. This was at the Feather River Tea Party Patriots in Yuba City, California. A lot of really, 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 really good things going on there. A lot of really good things going on there. Anyway, so Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster. Get the app today. We are number one in digital broadcasting worldwide. Proud to say that. Check out the Times Square banner that we have. A big, huge board up there. And, of course, all you need to do is make the right kind of context. You, too, could have your name and your organization prominently displayed on our banner. Just go ahead and give us a call. There's an 800 number that's associated with that. Red State Talk Radio, Talk Monster. Everybody's, I mean, it's really interesting. Had a chance to drive around the state. I mean, when have I not had a chance? I have driven this state so much. It's a beautiful state, California. Absolutely gorgeous. We all know that, except for the homeless problem. The problem is not with the environment here. The problem is, well, maybe, you know, there's kind of an interesting little side note. I'll probably go back to this. I got a little thing. I get these things that flash up on the screen, right? And you all know that I'm very, very distracted by shining objects. And, look at that. Look at this. And, of course, then I just get distracted from the radio program because, you know, things start to appeal to me. And others, I multitask too much. I'm too good of a multitasker. So anyway, but I was drawn to a story earlier this morning that I did not put up on the website or did not go to as an item because I'd already done my show prep. So, you know, when you've done show prep, you don't want to go back, oh, let's add this. Well, but, you know, as we are creative here on Agenda 21 Radio, we're going to be creative. But I guess the smog in Southern California has gotten worse, I guess. After years and years and years, they're saying that. So we're going to jump into that story and see what's going on. And, of course, there's a lot of things going on down there in Southern California, the L.A. Basin in particular. They're just it's a socialist, you know, dream come true down there. And, of course, the capitalist nightmare, free market capitalist constitutionalist nightmare in Southern California. We're going to straighten it out with New California. That is called the plan Stan. So anyway, we've got grievance number 75. We're going to get into that. The issue there, of course, is homelessness. What is going on with homelessness these days? And, of course, we all have heard about the thriving throngs of people that are homeless in California. Estimated anywhere between 200,000 to 300,000 on the high end. And it's really hard to get accurate statistics. I kind of covered that in the first hour because of my many, many battles, if you will, with the California Department of Education and them always constantly lying about dropout data. Because well, that's what I did, dropout data. So important to understand what is going with dropout data. They just don't let you get it, if you know what I mean. But the truth about it. And so this is the way it is about homelessness. Does anybody in the Jerry Brown administration, or I'm sorry, it's now Gavin Newsom, but is there any different? You change one dictator out for another dictator, right? So, now I know I could do something. I'm not going to say it. I know what you're thinking. I'm not going to say it. But it's there. It's on the, I'm not going to say it about Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom. Very insecure fellows. And, you know, they have all the reason in the world to be insecure. Jerry Brown now, he's made it out. He's no longer the governor. No governorship for you. He's just going to sit back and enjoy the rest of his life on his multiple billions of dollars that he's got underneath his property out there in Colusa County. He lives in Colusa County. He's got a big ranch out there. It's been family ranch. It's got brand new water wells on it. What's that for? Probably for fracking the $2 or $3 billion worth of oil, frackable oil, underneath his ranch land. Bet you didn't know that one, little suckers. Did you? You just didn't know that about the good Jerry Brown, though. But it's true. Struggle with it. It's true. Yeah, he's all up. See, these guys, is it Draper, I think? Draper made his billions of dollars off of oil. Oops. Or Tom Steyer. It's Tom Steyer, that's it. Not Tim. Tim, I'm sorry, brother. I think you inherited your wealth. These guys actually, Steyer, I think, actually earned it. Well, he earned it, you know, the old-fashioned way, right? By stealing other people's money. No, he didn't do that. I think he, Steyer actually did do, I mean, he did all the right things as an entrepreneur and stole his money fair and square. No, see, there, it slipped out again. I don't think that's the case. Anyway, July 1 March organizer released a statement about violence in Hong Kong. This is now the Epoch Times. Some top news of the Epoch Times. Trump says discuss Hong Kong with Chinese leader Zhao at G20 summit. Now, we need to kind of get caught up on what is going on in these marches that are still going on in Hong Kong. Hong Kong. More than 500,000 march in Hong Kong to protest extradition bill. 500,000. It's getting up there. Started out 1,000, 100,000. Now it's half a million. Pretty soon it's going to be 1,000,000. Pretty soon it's going to be 1,000,000,000. Then where you're at, right? Here's some other things, though. Trump says tanks will be part of July 4th celebration in Washington, D.C. Okay. Now, remember we had this Andy Ngo on with Tucker Carlson? This is Juanita Khan. This is just a few hours ago. Attorneys for journalist Andy Ngo warns of legal action against Antifa. Isn't that interesting? Kentucky students lose appeal in chickenpox vaccination case. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
So all of you that are into the vaccine business, stopping the overuse of vaccines. There's a case here. It says more. This is from Frankfort, Kentucky. More than two dozen Catholic students and their parents have lost an initial appeal in challenging a Kentucky Health Department's effort to control a chickenpox outbreak they claim infringed on their religious beliefs. All right. A three-judge panel in the Kentucky Court of Appeals sided with a trial court judge who ruled in April that the Northern Kentucky Health Department acted within its authority. The health agency canceled extracurricular activities and later imposed a temporary ban on school attendance for unvaccinated students as the chickenpox outbreak spread. The Commonwealth has a compelling interest in taking limited and temporary steps to control an outbreak of a vaccine-preventable disease, the appeals court panel said on June 28th. The ruling applied to the trial judge's refusal to impose a temporary injunction on behalf of the students attending Our Lady of the Sacred Heart in Assumption Academy, who, along with their parents, challenged the regional health department's actions. Attorney Christopher West, who represents the students and parents, said July 1 he will appeal the Kentucky Supreme Court. The appeals court ruling was extraordinarily deferential to the trial court, he said, adding that the health department targeted our clients for their religious beliefs and retaliated against protected First Amendment speech. The health department's attorney, Jeff Mando, said July 1 that the ruling underscored the authority of local health departments to take responsible measures to prevent the spread of infectious disease and protect public health. The appeals court recognized that this case was never really about the exercise of religious freedom. It was about preventing and controlling the spread of a contagious disease, he said. The students have cited religious objections to the chickenpox vaccine, claiming the original cells from which the vaccines was developed came from aborted fetus cells decades ago. Interesting argument. More than 80% of students at the two schools aren't vaccinated against chickenpox. Their parents signed documents exercising their right to a religious exemption from vaccination. When a chickenpox outbreak occurred earlier this year at the schools, the health department initially ordered the extracurricular activities be temporarily canceled. In March, as the illness spread, which is classic time for chickenpox, I might add, the health agency imposed the temporary ban on school attendance for unvaccinated students until 21 days after the onset of a rash for the last ill student or staff member. The appeals court said there was no evidence that the health department required that parents have their children vaccinated. Let me read that again. The appeals court said there was no evidence that the health department required that parents have their children vaccinated. The legal fight began when a student wasn't allowed to play basketball. It said the other students and their parents joined the lawsuit. Chickenpox is a contagious disease that causes a blister-like rash, itching, tiredness, and fever, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It recommends two doses of chickenpox vaccine per child, adolescents, and adults who have never had chickenpox and were never vaccinated, according to its website. I want to read you something because this is why I'm going through this little fiasco in this whole statement. I want to read because, you know, I had adult chickenpox. And I can tell you, it almost killed me. Sorry, I'm having coffee. And it's really good. I'm going to read this to you again. Chickenpox is a contagious disease that causes a blister-like rash, itching, tiredness, and fever, according to the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It recommends 2 doses of chickenpox vaccine for children, adolescents, and adults who have never had chickenpox and were never vaccinated, according to its website. Complications from chickenpox can include bacterial infections, pneumonia, and encephalitis, inflammation of the brain, according to the CDC, and complications aren't common in healthy people with the disease. It says, but high-risk groups for complications due to a serious case of chickenpox can include infants, adolescents, pregnant women, and people with weakened immune systems. All that is true. I mean, with weakened immune systems. And I'll tell you, I had adult chickenpox at age 36. It was the second time I had chickenpox. I had it as a kid. I thought I had it really good, but it was in March actually of that year. I can't remember what year. That's a long time ago.
These people quit kind of calling.
Anyway, people trying to call me in the middle of my radio show. What's up with that? It is a contagious disease. There's no question about it, and it does cause blister-like rashes, itching, and tiredness and fever. In fact, in my case as an adult at 36, fevers oftentimes spiked at 107. Not unusual. 107 degrees. 107 degrees. Yeah. So what would I do? I'd jump in an iced bath, to bring my temperature down. No doctor would come to the house. Well, they did come out occasionally, just to check on me. Over 30 days of experience with chicken pox. The house was quarantined and all that stuff, you know. I went through that. I did. I lived through it. Thank goodness. Of course, one of the things that was really, really important, and the doctor kept emphasizing this, is that when you feel your body, the spiking just, man, it just shoots up really quick when you have it. And, of course, the blisters are just, it was 100% on my body and inside my throat. You see, it kills you. It's lethal as an adult, chickenpox. It's lethal. And I dodged a bullet. I dodged several bullets. It was like a machine gun coming at you. Crisis after crisis. And, of course, sleeping is impossible. And infections are huge risk of infections. And, of course, you have to keep your bedding and everything clean because, you know, you get the squishy thing going on, all those oozing sores and everything. They just, on a daily basis, sometimes twice a day, bedding has to be picked up and washed because of all the oozing that goes on. Oh, I lost about 70 pounds in a month. That's no way to lose 70 pounds. But I'll tell you, it was something I'll never forget. But the thing that was really the most telling about the whole thing is I kept saying to myself, you know, I had this when I was a kid. Now, here's the problem. It's not deadly unless you're an adult, usually, with chicken pox. Then it takes on the etiology of smallpox, actually. That's what they say. Zoster's viruses, they're all in the same boat. Smallpox, chicken pox. We don't hear of smallpox any longer. But when you're a child, usually chicken pox is survivable. In almost most cases, it's not really a deadly disease that way. It does cause the blisters, and you get a rash, and you get itching and tiredness and a fever, much like you get the flu as a child. And usually it's most cases, it's a lifelong immunity. And back in the day when they came out with vaccines such as for polio and so on, chickenpox was not given a priority for research to create a vaccine for. And the reason was is it wasn't lethal. And they felt that natural immunity buildup through the process of having chickenpox was better than having a vaccine. More complications from vaccines. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Interesting, the Catholic kids and their parents are claiming that it's against their First Amendment rights for religious beliefs, and they're being retaliated against by the government, by the health department, against protected First Amendment speech, you know, freedom of religion, and freedom of speech. That's really what it comes down to. It's not the First Amendment's speech. It's about freedom of religion. Because of the religious beliefs, they don't think that they should have the vaccines. And, you know, I think the case can be made that, you know, at what age were these kids, you know? Was it a particular rash that was going on? By the way, these things happen and have been happening for years in schools. These types of, but now all of a sudden there's this big push for vaccines. See, that's the thing that's a red flag to people. You know, and not just a few vaccines. They want to genetically load you up, which I think is a problematic thing at best. And you see, the thing I have with the whole vaccine thing is, one, there's too much of it too fast. And number two, we don't know over time how these things are going to affect the population and whether or not it's going to help the so-called herding process. Herding means you get a herd of people together and they have a certain level of resistance because they've all had vaccines or they've all had resistance build up over against a disease because they've had it themselves and so on. So you get this a herd mentality. So the herd, the population, even if you're unvaccinated, even if you're unprotected or never had it before, you gain benefit by being around the herd, which is immune to the disease. It won't express it. So if it doesn't express it, you don't get it. That's what they mean by that. So protection from the herd, from immunity, is really, really important. But good luck to them. Good luck to them. We are over, in my opinion, we're major league over vaccinating children right now. Major league. And it should be no surprise about autism and other different types of problems, and we know are happening. To the greater risk is to our population, I think, right now by over vaccination, because of the simple fact of all the things that have gone on that we've been able to see for ourselves with this current generation of children, you know, turning into all kinds of, well, you know, we have one of my friends or person, it's acquaintance of mine, the child was vaccinated one day and all of a sudden it's, you know, in drool mode for the rest of its life the next. And I mean that. You know, complete neurological dysfunction in one day after being vaccinated with, you know, 7 or 8 vaccines at one time. That is a problem. I don't care what anybody says. Hello, that is a problem. And that's what we must resist. Listen to this. You remember this is, I think, brilliant. I am loving this. I'm absolutely loving this. Here we go. Arizona pulls state incentives for Nike factory after it nixes offensive 4th of July sneaker. Okay. Now, if you aren't caught up on that, this is this whole sneaker thing where Colin Kaepernick has said, hey, there's a Bessie Ross pair of shoes, and those they have a flag on the back. An American flag, the old school American flag with the stars of the 13 colonies in a circle in the blue field. And Colin Kaepernick was offended by it. And so Nike said, oh, he's offended, so therefore we're going to pull it off. I think what that was is a staged event. I think that was fake. I think there you go, fake news. You know, just like Ocasio-Cortez at the border, fake border issue, a setup. Arizona State pulls... Arizona pulls state incentives for Nike factory after it nixes offensive 4th of July sneaker. Quote, offensive. So the governor of Arizona has withdrawn its state incentives for Nike to set up a new manufacturing site after the shoe company reportedly pulled a 4th of July sneaker that it said featured an offensive older version of the national flag. It says it was, quote, offensive. It declared it. Nike did. It declared it offensive because, why? Colin Kaepernick did. Less than 24 hours earlier, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey had welcomed the approval of a Nike Air Manufacturing Innovation. Says of Nike Air Manufacturing Innovation, that's the name of the company, in West Valley, reportedly worth $184 million. Then he read a Wall Street Journal article which reported Nike had nixed its Independence Day sneakers because Colin Kaepernick said that the 13-star Betsy Ross flag was, quote, offensive. Writing on Twitter in a series of posts in the early morning of July 2nd, Ducey said, Nike has made its decision and now we're making ours. I've ordered the Arizona Commerce Authority to withdraw all financial incentive dollars under their discretion that the state was providing for the company to locate here. Arizona's economy is doing just fine without Nike. We don't need to suck up to companies that conscientiously denigrate our nation's history. Now that's what we need to see more of, isn't it? According to the Wall Street Journal, former NFL player Kaepernick complained that the Betsy Ross flag was created in a period of American history when slavery was widespread. Colin, my man, wake up, homeboy. Slavery is running rampant throughout this country now. It's raging at the border, and you're worried about sneakers. Right? This is a thou protest too much moment, actually. This is designed to keep us away and our attention away and diverted away from what? The border. The illegal foreign nationals. It said Nike had already shipped out the new Nike Air Max 1 sneaker. Two stores patriotically colored in red, white, and blue. The shoes featured the Betsy Ross flag on the heel. The shoe still features in social media advertisements. Uh-huh. What kind of a cool-looking shoe. I'm not into the red, white, and blue coloring on the shoes. I'm kind of a standard guy. But they look like a good shoe. That's the problem. Nike has good shoes, but I don't buy them anymore. I don't. I tossed them. Tossed them all. Said, you know, remember we were having the Nike burning parties. Bring your Nikes and put them in a pile and we'll burn them. Yeah, I don't believe in that kind of stuff. But that's what was going on. Remember that was going on because of Colin Kaepernick? Of course, Nike is just a, you know, here's the deal. Is you would think that in this day and age, you wouldn't have slavery, right? Well, we can ask Nike how many slaves it uses to make one shoe. Because they make their Nikes offshore, right? And people have complained about Nike using slave labor. Whether or not that's true, I don't know, but it sure is a taint on them now, isn't it? Describing the action as a shameful retreat, Ducey said that Nike should be proud of America's history, not abandoning it. This country, our system of government and free enterprise have allowed them to prosper and flourish, he wrote. Nike has apparently decided that Betsy Ross is unworthy and has bowed to the current onslaught of political correctness and historical revisionism. Good for Arizona.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yep, we were back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And a lot of things going on, of course, to follow and to follow through on for Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be reading our grievance number 75 right now, so you have kind of a clue as to what we're doing and how it all relates to you. Relates to you and your struggle against socialism, because we got to struggle against it. We're going to struggle against it. We'll see what these socialists look like. You're seeing it. You're seeing a very, very good display, I think, of what the socialists look like. And it's not pretty. It's really not pretty. And, of course, homelessness, which is the feature of what we're talking about right now. Homelessness is a big part of, it's a big element used by the socialists to control you. I'm just saying it's a big element. It really truly is, to control every aspect of your life. That's really what the good socialists try and do, isn't it? I mean, they're always about controlling every little tiny aspect of your life, every little teeny tiny bit of your life. That's what they're trying to do. So, good socialists being people that I would say are what is the word I'm looking for there? Not good people. socialists are, of course, there's some people that they call them socialists. Have you ever met a socialist? He says he's a socialist, but they're not. That's kind of where I think where a lot of people are mixed up in their understanding. There's some variety of socialism. I mean, you have to... I guess you would say schools are socialist institutions. If they're run as socialist institutions, that's a whole different thing. If they're run as socialist institutions, then you have a problem. If they're run as quasi-republican forms of institutions, then that's a little bit better. Okay, the whole notion of free public education came from Karl Marx, actually. I mean, it was being done in other states of this Union before 1848, but... it was being done more on the privatized type of schools. There weren't really too many institutional government-run schools. And then after, of course, Karl Marx, Friedrich Engels, and that whole little group of people, things changed dramatically for the whole notion of communism and schools and all that stuff. But free public education was the key thing. The thing that really stymied and really kind of disrupted the whole process of schools being operated as socialist institutions was the school board. Yeah, I mean, if the government directly, let's say the state of California directly was running your school, then, you know, you got a problem because the state is running your school. Hello. The state is running your school. And, of course, that's not necessarily the case. So this is grievance number 75, State of New California. Declaration of Grievance, Statement of Facts. The people of California are suffering from a tyrannical state government which fails to provide a Republican form of government, enables and supports across its southern border the invasion of the United States of America by illegal foreign nationals, and protects vicious criminals who commit outrageous acts of violence upon the citizens of America, all caused by a government of and for a monoparty system led by a tyrannical dictator who openly defies federal law. That's just for warm-ups, right, about Statement of Facts. California state government is in direct violation of the following: United States Constitution, Article 4, Section 4. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government which shall protect each of them against invasion and on the application of the legislature or of the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. United States Constitution, Article 6. This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made, or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby, anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. Being made homeless is the order of the day. Being made homeless is the order of the day. Being homeless in California is an act of domestic violence. California's monoparty political machine, its socialist governor, along with socialist elected officials, agencies, and regional governance boards are colluding to create a lawless form of government in direct violation of Article 4, Section 4, of the United and Article 6 of the United States Constitution. People become homeless when their wages and income are not enough to cover rent or mortgage and other necessities like food, medicine, health care, transportation, and child care. California's socialist governor and the monoparty system are leading an effort to dismantle the constitutional rule of law in California, with one of its goals to make all United States citizens living in California homeless. As a socialist, a tool making United States citizens living in California homeless provides a sweet taste of evil. Let me read that again. As socialist, a tool making United States citizens living in California homeless provides a sweet taste of evil. California's cost of living is driving out all but the very rich and the very poor, a problem that is entirely the result of policies enacted by California's socialist elite. There are two factors, both considered beyond debate in the one-party state. First, to supposedly prevent catastrophic climate change along with other environmental concerns, California's restrictive laws such as the California Environmental Quality Act, Global Warming Solutions Act, and Sustainable Communities and Climate Protection Act. At the same time, California has become a magnet for welfare cases of America and expatriates of the world. Of the 4.2 million recipients in America of temporary assistance for needy families and supplemental security income, 43% live in California. Over 1.8 million people, according to the Public Policy Institute of California. Now that's the PPI. We've been taking information from the PPI for quite some time. It says, as of 2016, California was also home to 2.6 million undocumented immigrants. Now, that's 2016 numbers. That number's got to be double now. Could California's promise of health care coverage for undocumented immigrants or sanctuary state laws have anything to do with this? When you enact policies to restrict supply and increase demand and invite the world to move in, what is what the socialist governor of California and monoparty system have done, then it should not be a surprise that homelessness has exploded. To help move the socialist agenda along in 2006, the Ninth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals in Jones versus City of Los Angeles ruled that law enforcement and city officials can no longer enforce the ban on sleeping on sidewalks anywhere within the Los Angeles city limit. This ruling has become the basis for the socialist agenda to create homelessness for all United States citizens living in California. Don't you hate it when a plan comes together? Being homeless in California is an act of domestic violence. Article 4, Section 4 states the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a Republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. In the words of the Declaration of Independence, government derives their just powers from the consent of the government, and without that consent, governments are tyrannies unjustifiably handing out penalties with the stolen power they have seized by force of or manipulation. Voices have been silenced. The republic is dead in California. So it is in California today, but it does not have to be for the rest of the nation or New California. Insurrection. The government of California, the current socialist government and monoparty system, along with their local officials, are following a coordinated design with the intent to actively engage of acts of insurrection against the U.S. Constitution. Insurrection Act of 1807 is a United States federal law that governs the ability of the President of the United States to deploy military troops within the United States to put down lawlessness, insurrection, and rebellion. Acts of secession. Therefore, the California government, in conjunction with the socialist state executive instituted wherever the current socialist governor has usurped power, has created a reign of terror in United States citizens living in California with the intent to secede from the United States of America and thus destroy the very union of states which secures the liberty and freedom that we all enjoy. Abdication of authority, betrayal by the sitting socialist governor of California, the monoparty legislature, and local elected officials is evidence of abdication of their responsibilities of authority and sovereignty over the state and citizens of the United States living in California. Prayer. The citizens of New California State pray for the president to exercise his authority under the Insurrection Act of 1807 to end the tyranny being foisted upon the United States citizens living in California State. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And, of course, it all started in a place in Monterey, California. Dignity. The state of California, in a traditional sense, with the socialist in charge, is losing its dignity by design. And we do not have to foster it alone any longer, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're doing at the New California State Movement, is we're stopping this. We need to stop it here, and we need to stop it now, so it doesn't continue to spread and fester throughout the United States of America. Anyway, coming up against the hour, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future, right here, right in front of your ears, you're listening to it, develop and spring forward. We got a lot of people supporting us by way of our radio show, Agenda 21 Radio, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. You know, it's been an interesting little couple of weeks seeing things size up. And, of course, in today's show, we listened to Tucker Carlson interviewing Donald Trump about homelessness. And that is a very, very interesting article about homelessness and the comments that he makes about, well, how out of line Los Angeles and San Francisco and Portland and Seattle are. They're misaligned by their own inactions to stop sanctuary states. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Like I said, visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. You can email me, Paul, at a21r.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life.
Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.